It's an age-old complaint from women. You know it well. Why won't my husband listen to me?
Well, it goes the other way a lot.
He hears me, but he doesn't listen. What, Michael?
It goes both ways, believe me. Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Robert Leahy, director of the American Institute for Cognitive Therapy, has some answers on why guys don't listen to their wives. We asked him how he came to his conclusions.
My experience working with patients over the last 28 years is my source of evidence for this. And what I found over the years is that sometimes, you know, men, when they're talking to their wives or their girlfriends, find it very, very difficult to validate the emotions that the that their partner is expressing.
So you have seven reasons men don't listen.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
So
I think the first one is that I think sometimes men view their relationship as a power struggle. It's a win-lose thing. So if the woman is venting her feelings, she's winning and he's losing. So he has to kind of win and he has to dominate her. The second is that some men think that they can deal with a woman's emotion by being sarcastic.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
I know that, and I haven't studied it.
You only experienced it. But, you know, some of the guys will say, you know, it must be that time of month, or, you know, get me a beer, or something sarcastic and contemptuous. They think it's funny, and it might work with another guy when they're trying to minimize stuff, but it's not going to work with their female partners. I think a third part is this macho thinking that they sort of think about using emotional language as unmanly, that you're trying to make us into wusses. They're trying to make us into, you know, guys who are not real men. The fourth thing is a lot of men become very dysregulated emotionally when women start talking about emotions or complaining. Their heart rates go up, they become very, very anxious, and they feel that they themselves are just going to go out of control. A fifth thing is not wanting, they don't want to reinforce whining.
Ugh.
They think that if I let my wife express her emotions, she's just going to go on and on and on. I've got to put a stop to it now. Of course, one of the things that people know when they're, you know, complaining or feeling upset is they just want to feel that they're heard and understood. If you spend 5 minutes validating and finding the truth and understanding and accepting and showing that you care, you probably are not going to reinforce whining. You'll probably have a partner who says, well, I can talk to him for a few minutes and, you know, and get past it. The sixth thing, and I think this is something that we all tend to do, men and women, is demand rationality all the time, that my partner has to be rational and reasonable all the time. Sometimes we just need to give permission and kind of space and time just to kind of let go of your thoughts and feelings and maybe even fall apart a little bit so that you can kind of sort things out.
Isn't that thing with men that they always want to solve the problem?
Well, that's the seventh thing.
Oh. There you go. See? They always say that.
Problems have to be solved.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I kind of look at it as the seventh thing, problems have to be solved. It's great to be able to solve a problem if the person wants you to help them solve the problem. And sometimes what you need to think about in a conversation, maybe we need to set aside a few minutes where you can vent your feelings or sort things out or just have a good listener. If you want me to help you solve the problem, let me know. I'm here to help you solve the problem, but maybe that's not what you need right now. Maybe what you need is a good listener and just somebody who is on your side.
Did you hear that, Michael Chappelle?
I'm not really, no.
I know you didn't. Selective hearing king.
One ear and not the other.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Robert Leahy, director of the American Institute for Cognitive Therapy. I love talking to him. I could have told him all that, actually, you know.
At what point did the guy just go, okay, what did I do now? And then, and just,
you know, if they're smart, right off the bat, they'll say, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I understand, and I'll work on it. And then they can nip it in the bud, and they won't have to hear the whole long speech.
Before,
or as
they,
he calls it, whining, which is a pet peeve of mine. I hate that word.
Before they say that, they have to make sure they turn down the iPod. So that it's like you're not just mouthing things.
Turn off the TV, take off the headphones, you name it. Get off the phone. Yeah, but basically he's saying, men, you get a lot further with sugar than spice.
Oh, yes.
Just listen and say you hear it. And if you really want extra credit, say, I hear that you're feeling fill in the blank. So she knows you're not just saying, I hear you, when really you're thinking about 10
But that
other
doesn't
things.
Do any good if it doesn't bring about the action that
right.
she's complaining
right.
about.
Right, you got to back
you
it up with
You can hear
action.
It, anything, all you want, but if you don't change whatever she's trying to change.
That's right, Michael.
You're going to be right back where you started, and that's just the way it is.
Well, you don't want to be right where you started because you don't want to hear the speech again, do you?
No, but maybe she's wrong.
I doubt that. Somehow I doubt that.
Flat wrong. Could happen.
I asked him, what about selective hearing? You know, how men hear what they want to hear? And he
everybody
said,
everybody does it.
That's what he said. I said, I don't agree with that at all.